Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on Camel X 405. 25th anniversary show. It's been everything I could have asked it to be. Just been absolutely wonderful. Tom Turbrock was on. Katie Cruz. My kids were on. Wiggins was on. Mark Close and Skip Weber are here now. And thank you to everyone. Stream's been crazy. We usually shut the stream off at about 4 because we get tired of you guys watching us. But today we're like, oh, let's let them watch till the end. And thanks for all the well wishes. Really, really cool. I forgot how you got involved. Did you just wander in as well?
No. So I was looking for, way back when you started, you know, in 2000, I was looking for talk radio to be on because to me, for ads for my stores, it's better. People on music might switch around.
Yeah.
You get done playing songs, you switch around. But on talk, you keep on it. So I thought those are valuable commercials. And, of course, this station had Rush Limbaugh for, you know, several million dollars a spot or whatever it was. And my rep came and said, well, we're opening a new station. They've got a brand new station. And they're going to have Bill O'Reilly, which at the time could be not as popular, but still popular and for a fraction of the price. So I said, yeah, put me in this station. He goes, well, here's what I got. We got Jamie Allman in the morning, and we got Bill O'Reilly, and then there's this guy named Dave Glover in the afternoon, and I think it's going to be pretty good. And I go, sure, throw me in there. I'll be a sponsor for Dave. So because I'm doing that, I start listening. I want to know what's going on, and I thought it was just hilarious. To me, it clicked. It was very much that. So that's where I want to be on. And when we start talking about the next season, we're structured around, I said, well, here, do less of those others and put a little bit more into Glover. So then I just did that as a sponsor for a few years. Then comes the financial crash of 2008, and Allman and you had me in as the expert opinion on the auto industry 4 or 5 times. And so I came in, and I really enjoyed it, and we just kind of gelled with that. And then you had my son start doing trivia.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, I was coming in every Friday with trivia. And then I did, I want to come in and be part of a show instead of buying spots.
Yeah.
And I put that out to every station that I dealt with, and Casey and you guys said, come in. Casey yelled, do the thing with Favaz. And then come in and be part of the show. We'll do Sweet 16 with you. And that was like in 2011 or something like that. And so I've done that ever since. And so in the heyday, sometimes I'd come in 3 or 4 days a week.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So.
And when Mark left, you truly were our number one to replace him.
Yeah, that's what Jeff Allen said. He said, I need a new spy for the show.
Yes.
Yeah, I was listening on the way. And I wanted to so bad. I have a day job is the problem.
Yeah,
I mean,
if this was
a night show, if it started at 6, I probably would have done it. I would probably be in even more trouble because I'm working day. But I said, Jeff, I can't do it. I can't be here 5 days a week, every week. Once a year, but not every week. I just couldn't do it.
And probably one of the most common questions I get when I run into listeners is, what was your favorite era? And Close, you know how much I hate complimenting you, but when it was you and me and Rach and Tony and Sue Thomas, that was pretty friggin' great.
Yeah. We had some fun.
We had some fun.
I remember I talked to Jeff Allen today, and then Joe Rush, who kind of gave you your gig. And that's what was fun about it. It was that just coming in, it's free form, do what you want. And people, especially when I started doing it, because I was kind of working a weekend gig, and Jeff goes, hey, you want to do Glover's show? And I'm like, you know. That's how hard up I was at that point. It's like, all right, yeah, Glover, okay, fine. It's either that or I was waiting for a call from 7-Eleven, but it never came through. But just doing it, and the fun part about it was with Tommy, and Tommy was always, oh, gloves, you know. And I remember coming in, and you started saying something, and I would stop you in midstream and go, what are you talking about?
You're the best foil ever.
Oh, and we just went with that, and people go, well, and Lori... Skip's lovely wife would always call and go, you know, you're the best one on that show. You're the best one on that show.
I'd come home and she would yell at me. You guys were too, you know, because if I was in that couple days a week, we wouldn't necessarily be doing the Sweet 16. And he'd say something that we all go, what? Like Pretzel Boys better than, you know, rallies or something like that. And we'd all just rag on him. And I'd get like cold dinner when I get home because I'm
good.
The mark.
Well, you should.
But what's funny is that we still will reference stuff that you say when we do Sweet 16. Not every time, but sometimes somebody will say, picture a river. And we're talking about how you would lead
you
up and tell
that?
A story.
Oh,
tell
God.
A story
yeah, yeah, yeah.
about
yeah.
one of your entries. Right. Picture. And it's just, I agree with you. As someone who has been a frequent guest on almost all of your eras, that was the most fun.
Yeah.
That was the most fun time.
No one in my life takes more stands on more ridiculous topics than Mark Close. You are a real stand taker.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to be. You know, at this point, you have to believe in something. Well, knowing your limitations, you also have to put it out there. Plus, at this point, you know, I'm 72. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's like, just throw it at me, whatever you want, brother. I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
I really don't care. I was talking to Lern, our buddy Lern, who does two shifts. She does mornings with Riz and does middays on Casey. And I was walking down the hallway the other day, and she goes, hey, walking gay. And I forgot all about. And I still don't even remember. I don't even remember what I was trying to say.
No one does.
You know. And
no one knew.
I know. And then today I was at Sam's. Love me some Sam's. Hot dog and a soda. $1.45. Anyway, I bought a pumpkin pie. And I'm walking out and I'm going, oh, no. And it's
Don't
worth
say
that
it.
Stupid.
Don't say
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Where I smell it, I got to have it. Anyway, just stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And then the one other time, and this is when Rachel almost fell out of her seat, I had said something and it was obviously unbelievably obscene. And you remember this? And
I
you,
do.
You popped up and you went, what did you say? And I go, I don't know. What did I say? And I still don't know what I said, but she got pale and got white, and it must have been.
She's like, should I be at the dump button?
Yeah.
I thank God
for the dump button, because that would have been in the end of the Dave Glover show. And I still don't recall what the hell I said.
I think our wonderful listener, Dustin, has referenced this on the stream. I can't repeat what it was. He was trying to say Facebooking, and something else came out.
Okay,
they were doing something else with the face.
It does kind of ring a bell.
And that was the best part.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, they're out in the hall face.
Yeah, whatever.
And we're like, oh, my God. And you're just shaking your head the way you do. And you're like, what?
I didn't call saying that. Yeah.
That was one of the best.
Yeah. Sometimes those things happen.
How about the Halloween show? How did you relate to that?
You know, some strange stuff happened. You were talking about The Exorcist house. We did that, but did you do that twice?
No. 2008.
Okay. That's the one up by Umsel, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess I would have been here and Stefan went up. But I know they're going to have a seance, but that went sideways, or did it happen? Or I can't even
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I do remember.
Yeah, I do remember it being kind of freaky. The one over in Alton was pretty weird.
Yeah, that was very weird.
Yep. There's some strange stuff. So, yeah, and people, you know, would stop me still. What's going on? I go, dude, I don't know. Yeah. I'm walking in, and I'm totally an unbeliever.
Yeah.
And then I'm walking in going, all right, that was a little weird.
Mark wanted me to tell the story of how I got into radio, so I'll try to do it briefly. I was advertising with Stephen DC. I was advertising with everybody.
Sure.
And Vic and JC and everyone, but Stephen DC were my main guys, and they would have me on, like, you know, Skip comes on DGS. Yeah. And I didn't know much about the law, so I would just kind of be silly. And I went probably a month before they put the station on the air, and I went to take Maureen to lunch when I was dating her, and she was my sales rep. And so I'm walking by the conference room at Emmis, and they're having a meeting about putting 97.1 FM Talk on the air. And they don't have any money, and they don't have any talent. And I walked by, and Steve Shannon came out and said, do you want to do a radio show? And I said, yes. And he said, would you do it for free? And I said, yes. And Patty McMahon, who is the accountant.
Business manager.
Said, yep. He owes us like $10,000 in advertising, and he hasn't made a payment in months.
No, not Dave Glover.
And which was completely true. And then, just like a bad Frasier episode, John Beck, who is the market manager, walked up and said, how about if we take $100 a day off your bill? So I was like an indentured servant. And I said, yes. And after about 6 months of $100 off my bill, I went to John and said, I really like doing this. I think I might be able to do it. Wipe out my debt, pay me $100 a day, and I'll quit being a lawyer, which he didn't know was a raise for me. And that was it. And then about 6 months later, KTRS made me an offer.
Yeah, remember?
Which I accepted. And and then Rick Bayless came to me so pissed.
Yeah.
Because he did not think I was worth 40 grand or whatever it was that they were going to pay me. And basically scream yelled at me and made a counteroffer.
Yeah.
And I said, nice. Yes.
Yes.
And
yes.
That's the way we went.
Wow.
And they hooked me up with Tom and then Katie and Sparks and
right.
Pigpen. And
oh, man. Who was the guy who went to Kansas City? The dude, John? To do the little snippets of he would take
John Cooper.
No, there was another John that was a production guy.
Oh,
John Weir.
John Weir.
Oh
yeah.
My God, he came. He would take like a saying and then make like
Didn't he make the famous Mel Gibson?
Yes.
You
I
still
think
play that
one in
no.
NBA?
Oh,
yeah,
oh.
I think it did too.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to.
Well, we played it maybe like it was before we were on KMOX. We played it and it was like.
Yeah.
Bleeped.
Borderline.
Yes, it was pushed. Like, I felt a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, but it's one of the best. When Mel Gibson got mad at his wife or his girl, and just is cursing her. And he turned it into a rap song, and God, it was one of the best productions.
It was a good jam.
Oh, it was a great jam. We're all dancing to it and stuff. And
it was an earworm.
Yeah, it was very good. Very good.
Yeah, so. That really has been the magic of the show, is how loose it was. But just like a band or a basketball team or an improv company, you can only be loose if you have the horses that can handle it.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yep.
Like, you need people that can dunk.
Yep.
And thankfully for me, over the last quarter century, I've had nothing but people who could dunk.
Yeah.
What a run.
Yeah. No.
Tom and Katie and Sparks and, you know, John Cooper and you and Sue and Wheels and Rage and Andrew. Just, couldn't ask for better.
No, you're unbelievably lucky if you can do that, because they try and put people together all the time, and quite often it does not work
right.
out so well.
Well, we've seen it happen.
Oh, yes, we have. Right. I've been parts of those things that have not happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I think part of that is that pretty early on, you had a say in who would join you.
Yes.
I mean, I think that you could have, if Wiggins didn't work out, you could have said no matter what they wanted. And so if you didn't get along with them, you didn't gel with them. And so that's the whole chemistry thing.
Yeah.
You knew that you could joke around together and it would work.
Yeah, if there's any talent I have in this business, it has been to look at someone and go, I know who you're going to be.
Right.
I know
right.
what you're going to do.
Right. And you also allow them the opportunity to do it. I mean, the clients, I don't know how much of that you still do, where you bring clients in, and all of a sudden, they're not talking about their product. Yeah. they're just wailing on you about something, and you're going back and forth, and that's how you build that kind of community, I think. And it's worked very well.
Turn them into a character.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick break, right back, 25th anniversary show, the DJs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tell me, did think it'd be all right? I could just crash here tonight.
424 DGS, happy Thursday. 25th anniversary show. I think this is better than our 20th anniversary show.
It's been a really fun day.
20th was great.
Well, it was in the middle of COVID, though, so we were limited on, like, who could come into the studio.
Yeah, this has been fantastic.
It's about 5 years better than that show.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Round it out. Yeah.
Wheels, what are your thoughts? You're just observing all this all day.
Yeah, I told you. I mean, it's like being the newbie. I'm going to be the new guy for a while, I think.
Yeah.
So hopefully nobody's leaving the show, because then if I'm leaving, then it won't be me. But no, it's been cool because I've heard some of the stories, and I was saying this earlier, you guys are telling more that things I'm not aware of, but I'm aware vaguely of like the way this is all developed, right? And you were talking about, and Mark, you nailed it, about how Dave sets everybody up and kind of figures it out. You're like the Magic Johnson of the Dream Team. Huh. Right. I guess that makes me Charles Barkley, the short fat guy. But like it's not an easy thing to do, to pass the ball. Because everybody wants to score. Everybody wants to shoot. Everybody wants to be the one that's dunking, as you point out.
Yeah.
But nobody gets to dunk unless somebody sets them up.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to set a pick. Somebody's got to make the pass. And what's been really cool here is how everybody comes in, and it's like nothing changed. I mean, you're in a lot, Skip, so like obviously nothing changes when you're in because you're still a part of the vibe. But like you're here, Mark, and it doesn't seem like anything's different. It just slide right in. You know, with Tom and Katie earlier, this slide right in like it's like it's not 2015.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I think part of that is because it is part of your life. You know, you say it's your job and everything like that, but I mean, when Tom was on, his life was DGS.
Yes.
And so it was all revolved around it. And so it's easy at our age to go back and get into that slice of life again and feel like we were whatever age we were again. I mean, I think it's very easy to do.
Yeah, it's like when you get to like a high school reunion or something.
Same vibe. Same
and
vibe.
You just start jackassing around with your buddies.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yep. Nothing changes. You're older and you don't really realize it, but nothing changes. Same personality, same jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the special part of it, like the performing we're all proud of. This is what we do. And you want to be good at it. But it's the personal connections, the relationships, the friendships that happen even without you knowing they're happening.
Right?
Yep. You're just enmeshed with these people for the rest of your life.
Right.
Like it or not.
Right. Well, and it flips over, too, to the listeners. Because you don't realize it, that these people are listening to you 5 days a week, a couple hours every day. They've got a bigger association with you than maybe their kids, or their parents, or their coworkers, because they're there all the time.
Yeah.
So stuff you say, you know, that when you go out and do an appearance, so I'll go, hey, did Phoebe Flunker history, or words, it brings them in and makes them part of the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.